right, then. Let's start our third and final hour. My name is Jim Rome. Welcome to the program. If you missed the first 2 hours, we had three very good interviews, including Patriots offensive lineman, now free agent, Marshall Newhouse. We had Florida State head coach Leonard Hamilton, who I thought was taking this all in stride and saying, listen, I can't worry about things that I cannot control. This is much bigger than me. Yes, we had one of the best years in Florida State history. It's really unfortunate, very disappointing, but it is the right decision. We have to trust those leaders who made that decision. So I thought that given the year he had and given how tough this is on everybody, he had a brilliant perspective. Charles Robinson came in hour number one, and we talked to him about some of the news of the day in the NFL. Major, major trade involving the Cards and the Texans, which I will get to momentarily. I want to reset you, though, with your telephone number because we are open this hour. 1-800-636-8686. And again, I'm looking for you to follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Starting hour number three with an email quickly. This email reads, Rome, I don't know how dudes do it. I'm losing my mind working from home. How do you stay-at-home dads do this? Do I need to wear Lululemon pants to be comfortable? Respect to you guys. Didn't know how crazy this made a person. John in Huntington Beach, really working in Huntington Beach. Yeah, John, that's cool. Way to bring in the stay-at-home dads. Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak for the stay-at-home dads, and I've got respect for the stay-at-home dads. If any of you stay-at-home dads care to respond, go right ahead. Should he be wearing his, quote, Lululemon pants to stay comfortable? I don't know, John. Why don't you just wear whatever it is you change into when you get home from work? Probably the same thing, right? Don't you have your normal, quote, uniform when you get home from work, John? Or are you walking around the house in a suit and tie? Like, what do you even do? I don't know what you wear to work because I don't know what you do for work. I thought your job was to come in here and tell everybody how awesome you were and crack on everybody else. Dear Jim, this coronavirus is terrible for me and my gains. I dropped $2,000 on steroids. So what the bleep am I going to do now that I can't throw around the 100 dumbbells in my local gym? Signed, Gym Guy. My man, Dan Heron. Remember Dan Heron? Dan Heron is a former major leaguer and like just an all-around awesome guy. Tremendous guy. And I'm not looking to drop a name so you don't need to go pick it up. But I saw him tweet last night, and he's brilliant at Twitter, but doesn't tweet very often. But when he does, he always hits the mark. He had this great tweet last night. He said, I bought a bike, a water filter, a lot of rice and wine. I stole a hand sanitizer from the gym, but my wife made me return it today. Was very humbling. And I retweeted that, and I commented with brother. We work out at the same gym.
Brother.
Not cool. And he said something to the effect of, yo, old man, I haven't seen you on that elliptical lately. They're probably going to close the gym anyway, so what's it matter? All true. All true. The reason you have not seen me on that elliptical lately, almost as old a man, is I've been on my Peloton. He's a funny dude. Yeah, gym guy, now what? Are you still going to the gym? Is your gym still open or is it now closed? 1-800-636-8686. So why don't we talk about that trade for a minute? I mentioned at the top of the program that it's kind of hard to get worked up about some of these deals in the NFL when we consider what's going on around the world and what's now at our doorstep. And now we know this. Like over the weekend, it seems like, I mean, coming into the weekend, there were still people pushing back saying, I didn't want to say what you're saying because it was so irresponsible, a lot of it. But people were not taking it that seriously. And then all of a sudden over the weekend, it seemed like it got real, real fast and good. So I said when the show opened that there's certain things I can't get so hyped up about, so worked up about when we know what's going on in the world around us. And then you see this deal. According to ESPN, the Texans have traded wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins and a late-round pick to Arizona in exchange for running back David Johnson and a second-round pick. Fantasy alert, fantasy alert, fantasy alert. That according to Adam Schefter. Fantasy alert, fantasy who also reports the Texans will take on all of Johnson's salary. Johnson, who signed a three-year, $39 million contract extension in 2018, according to ESPN, has cap hits of $10.2 million in 2020, $7.9 million in 2021. According to that same report, Hopkins is owned $14 million in 2020, $15 million in 2021, $13.9 million in 2022. So that trade goes down, reportedly. Again, the Texans reportedly sending DeAndre Hopkins and a fourth-round pick to Arizona for running back David Johnson, a second-round pick, and a 2021 fourth-rounder. So what does that mean? The Cards just got the number one wideout that they were looking for in DeAndre Hopkins. Well, a number one wideout in the sense that you're going to put him on the opposite side of a Hall of Fame wideout. Not only did they add that and give yet another amazing weapon to a really good young quarterback, they're also able to unload David Johnson's contract. Yeah, I don't know, Texans fans. It's not the first time I've uttered this statement, but I'll say it again. Might be time for Bill O'Brien, the head coach, to walk in and have a conversation with Bill O'Brien, the GM, right now. If I didn't know better, it would seem to me that Steve Keim just got over on Billy O. Look, David Johnson, at one time, was one of the best running backs in football. Electric. But that one time was a while ago. And last I checked, DeAndre Hopkins is still one of the best wideouts in the NFL. Hopkins was the one dude that Deshaun Watson could count on every single game. An absolute bona fide stud. This is the dude, you might recall, where the hood mumbled, if you put NFL receiver in the dictionary, you put Hopkins' picture next to it. All right, you want to know how you define NFL receiver? You open up that big book, the one with all the pages. What do they call that thing? The dictionary? Yeah, and then you look up NFL receiver, and then what do you see? You see DeAndre Hopkins. You see his picture. Hey, wait a minute. Anybody got a dictionary? Let me look up wide receiver. Hey, who is that? I know who that guy is. That's DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, that guy. How bent do you think Deshaun Watson must be? He won't say it. Or maybe he will. But I know what he's thinking. How bent must Watson be? And then how happy is Kyler Murray? How happy is Cliff Kingsbury? Sure, the Cards gave up some draft picks. But they move that contract and they get Hopkins. Texans fans, how livid are you? Word is Hopkins wanted more money. And I'm sure the Cards will be more than happy to give him more money. I know I would. Look the hell out now. Air raid. 1-800-636-8686. I mean, is it just money? I would love to know what Bill O'Brien is thinking. Does he just look at Deshaun Watson and think, man, this guy is a face of the franchise type. This guy, he is so good. But he is in some really tough spots. Does he look at Deshaun Watson and think to himself, man, we have got one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL, a difference maker, a really, really impact type guy. But man, he's been in some tough spots. How can I make it even harder for him? This would be a good test. How do I make this guy's life even tougher? How much more difficult can I make Deshaun Watson's life? Is that what Bill O'Brien does? It sure seems like it when you look at the moves that he makes. When you have a young quarterback with star potential, you surround that young quarterback with talent. You don't get rid of it, which is exactly what Arizona is doing. That represents the move for Arizona. And you look around the NFL and you see what some guys are tweeting already. You can see what they think of that move. 1-800-636-8686. I can tell you what I think of that move. I can't believe it for either side. What a move by Arizona. So now you've got Kyler Murray, tremendous young talent, and you've got Hopkins and you've got Fitzgerald. And not only did Arizona surround him with those two, add that dynamic weapon, they got rid of a big contract for a guy who was not what he once was. Maybe you're thinking, if you're Arizona, you're probably sitting around like, man, what we really need is a number one wide receiver. They're not easy to find. You know what else we need? We need to get rid of this big fat contract that we're saddled with David Johnson. Damn. I mean, if we can satisfy either one of those things, that'd be amazing. If we can get Kyler a number one receiver to go alongside or opposite of Larry Fitzgerald, that'd be amazing. Or it's probably too much to ask to do both those things. Or if we can get rid of Johnson and that big contract, that's a huge win too. What if we could do either one of those things? I wonder if somebody there said, no, wait a minute, hold up. We can actually do both those things. Come on, man, that's impossible. No, it's not. I give to you Bill O'Brien. Call him. Call him. We could probably handle both those things with one phone call. And sure enough, they did. Absolutely amazing. What a great deal for Arizona. I mean, is O'Brien thinking to himself, man, you know what? We really can't block for Deshaun anyway. It's not like we can protect this guy. We can't keep this guy upright. So we may as well just get rid of his best wide receiver too, right? I mean, it's not like the guy has any time. It's not like he's got any time for any of these routes to develop. He's always on his back. What do we need DeAndre for? 1-800-636-8686. Moral of this story, what the hell is Bill O'Brien doing? Pepper tweets, do you think that Bill O'Brien was looking at David Johnson's 2016 stats when he decided to trade for him? Does he even realize that Johnson sucks now? I didn't say he sucks now. I said he's not the player he was. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking or what he realizes, but he's sure to realize pretty quickly as soon as he finds out what he has and what he lost. You know, like, on the one hand, I'm chuckling because I did say at the top of the show, it's hard for me to get worked up about any of these moves when I know what's going on around us in the world. But I can get worked up about that move. Are you kidding me about that? All right. You know, I want to say business as usual for the NFL, but what I really want to say is business as usual for the Texans and Bill O'Brien. Wow. All right, when we come back, let's talk about TB43. And I do want to talk about, on a lighter note, if you need something to do and you're not sure what to look at with no games, no matchups, I may have your answer. Stay tuned. And you have a phone number. You can use it if you want. Now, the perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find that next person to help grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role quickly. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. I am one of them. I use the site every day. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills that you're looking for. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. This is how LinkedIn makes your job post seen by as many people as you want to hire, or by as many people as possible. The people you want to hire are people with skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help your specific business grow. It's no wonder that a person is hired every 8 seconds with LinkedIn. And why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. So find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Visit LinkedIn.com/Rome, LinkedIn.com/ROME. Terms and conditions do apply. Once again, LinkedIn.com/Rome.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Whatever work gets done, Grainger is there with the industrial supplies, safety products, and time-saving services that you need to keep your business running smoothly. See for yourself when you visit Grainger.com. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. All right, so that was kind of a weird weekend. Kind of a different weekend, to be sure. A weekend where the country finally decided to stay inside, bunker down, isolate, socially distance from one another. And, you know, again, frankly, it's the right thing to do. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life because, as always, I don't want you to tell me how to live my life. But we should listen to the experts and listen to people who know better than us. And this is the right thing to do. Be responsible to yourself, to your family, to your neighbors, to those around you. Be a good global citizen. And these past few days were the first time that it felt like folks were finally taking the threat seriously. As seriously as it should be taken. And it seems to me if you didn't feel that and you still don't get that, either you were asleep all weekend long or you're in some sort of dangerous state of denial. And again, that's not being paranoid. That's not being alarmist. That's being responsible. That's paying attention. I mean, all you had to do was turn on the TV, because where there would normally be conference tournament games and the first two rounds or the final two rounds of the players, you had replays of each. And the absence of sports in the world truly became apparent. And the absence of sports means the absence of your normal escape, the absence of a passion for many of you, and the absence of things like sports gambling. Now, no matter where you come out on gambling and its place in society, there is no denying it's left a pretty big footprint in the economy. And in some cases, getting even bigger. I got to admit, until they ease regulations, I didn't spend a lot of time doing it, and now I spend more and more time doing it. Again, I'm not like a degenerate, but I dabble. I do. So USA Today published an article over the weekend about how sports books write more tickets during March Madness than they do during the Super Bowl, and what the loss of that tournament means for their business. According to that same article, Vegas sports books are now taking action on events that normally they would not. Things like Brazilian UFC, Mexican League soccer, Australian rules football, Australian rugby. Closer to home, and in a microcosm, I mentioned earlier on the program that our very own James Kelly texted me to let me know that he was getting down on Turkish League basketball. And then when I laughed and called him out on it, he said, "Sorry, boss, can't rap right now. I'm moving on to the Russian League." And if your question to me is, was he serious? I don't know. I think. So if none of these, and so you have these books now that have got to take action, right, on some things, if they're open, if none of those seem like your speed, I get that. Tough enough to bet on things that you do know. You've got no chance betting on things that you don't know, or maybe in a way, you have the same exact chance as betting on something you do know, right? It's like throwing darts. Or if you just feel more comfortable getting down on something that you are familiar with, I think I've got your answer. And they are taking action. They're taking action right now on something that we're all familiar with. What's the one thing that we all have basic knowledge of? Like I could say to you, is it the NFL? Put it this way. I'm not talking about people who are listening. Like everybody listening right now probably has a basic knowledge of the NFL. Or maybe the NBA, or maybe Major League Baseball. I'm talking about we can go anywhere in any walk of life and ask a group of people, are you comfortable if you had to bet on something, could you bet on this? And the answer would be, yeah, I guess if I had to. What's that one thing? The weather, right? The weather. Apparently now you can't gamble on the weather. And not only can you, but people are. It was actually a thing this weekend. In the absence of games, people were getting down on the weather. And since there aren't going to be any games for, we were told initially, 30 days, that's not going to happen. 60, probably not going to happen. I mean, we could be looking at months. The most popular website to throw down on for temps and precipitation is Bet on Weather. That's a thing. It's a real thing. And the homepage reads, quote, think you know, this is great. Think you know the weather better than your local meteorologist? Put your money where your mouth is and bet on the projected high and low temperature for that day for the city you live in, end quote. Let me tell you something. Rare is the day that I don't run into somebody, either online or off, that doesn't say to me, hey, Rome, I know a hell of a lot more about sports than you do. Let me tell you something else. Rare is the day that any of us don't think that we know more about the weather than that guy or gal we see on TV, right? That's why that's so funny. That website starts off like that. Do you think you know more about the weather than your local weatherman? Yeah, everybody. So I'd be kind of concerned right now if I were Dallas Rains. You got that, Fritz Coleman? You got that? Hey, Jim Cantore, how's that taste? Johnny Mountain, you want any of that? Then again, these people aren't bent. They hear it all the time. Because they're recognizable and they go to the market and they promised us it wouldn't rain and it did. But I bet more people talk junk to them than they do to me. Well, anyway, folks, the American gambler apparently is coming for you. Like, there's beating your local bookie. That's pretty satisfying. And then there's beating your local weather person. How many of us have always wanted to defeat the local weather person? And as you might imagine, there are lots of different ways to do it. The Bet on Weather website offers five betting options at last check. Temperature lines, season weather lines, precipitation lines, international weather lines, and live weather. Hey, big fat head, are you getting all this? I'm talking to you, James Kelly. So if you're better at predicting rain than you are predicting temps, try to corner that market. Is it a pathetic way to pass time and spend money? Hell no, it's not. Not if you need a spin clock and you make money. Have you ever been to a craps table? All right, think about that for a minute. You may be saying to me, that might be the dumbest thing ever, Rome, trying to predict the weather. If the paid professionals can't do it, how can we? All right, fair enough. Fair enough. But let me ask you this. Have you ever been to a craps table and seen people literally gambling, not on their own roll of the dice, but a stranger's roll of the dice? Or have you ever seen a roulette ball bouncing around on a wheel? Oh, but that's a smart way to gamble. Betting the weather is dumb, but betting on a ball bouncing around on a wooden wheel is smart. Or sitting at a blackjack table where you are reliant upon those around you who have never played the game before and are hitting on 18 when you needed that card. Gambling's gambling. And right now, the weather is not suspended. Isn't that a key? Right? The weather is not suspended. The weather will not be suspended for the foreseeable future. And I can guarantee it never will be. And there's a text bouncing in. And who's it from? None other than James Kelly. And what does that text read? I'm live reacting to a member of my staff who's not in the same building as me. His response to what I'm saying. Quote, this is my James Kelly voice. Looking at it now. Trying to download the app. Of course you are, flight deck. But then again, if I were James Kelly, why wouldn't I, right? Two reasons. Number one, the weather will not be suspended anytime soon. Number two, if I'm James Kelly and I can sit here and tell a syndicated radio audience, a national audience, how to pick the XFL, I guarantee I've got no problem with throwing down on Mercury Rising. And if I'm James Kelly, I've got no problem throwing down on Mercury Rising, nor do I have a problem with anybody else doing the same thing. In fact, I may have him come in here Friday and pick the over-under on 66 degrees as the projected high for Los Angeles. On top of that, last time I checked, there was a 20% chance of rain. And if I'm doing my math correctly, is that not 5-1 odds? If you think the clouds are going to open up and do their thing. Pathetic? Maybe. Awesome. Probably. If you're into that sort of thing. I've been fine. I haven't gone to my account, haven't gone to my site. It's not an issue for me. But if my boy is rushing to the Turkish league and then chasing that with the Russian league, I knew he'd download the Weather League app. If you can't beat your bookie right now or even get that chance, who cares? Why don't you take your chances with Amy Freeze and Al Roker and Topper Shut? You know what I love about these weather people and their amazing names? I know they're all real. I know those are all their governments. Hey, let's be real. What else are you going to do? Imagine going into the office tomorrow and telling your boys, from that 6-foot distance, of course, that you had sunshine plus 700 and you hit it big. Or maybe you had sunshine plus 700 and then parlayed that with scattered showers at 10 to 1 in a neighboring state. Then your take might be, oh, they're telling me to work from home? I'm telling them to take this job and shove it. I don't need to work at all. Not with that parlay. In times like this, you got to make the best of a bad situation, a challenging situation, a troubling situation. If it's going to rain where you live, you may as well get paid for that rain. And then try and go exact a box with a rainbow. Dear Rome, I'd kill betting on the weather. While the PGA Tour has been suspended, I guarantee there will be snow wherever I'm at. Let's play a new game. Let's read a really stupid email. I'll read the setup, and you try and guess who sent that stupid email. Hey, we're going to have to do different things now. We're going to have to get creative with it, right? There aren't going to be any games for months. So here's our first new concession, our first new game. I will read a stupid email written by one of you. And then it's your job to guess who signed that fictitious stupid email. Ready? Rome. I'd kill it betting on the weather while the PGA Tour has been suspended. I guarantee there will be snow wherever I'm at. Signed. And that's where you buzz in. Let's do it one more time. Remember that I don't have a name for this game yet. I just have the game. You send a stupid email. I read it. And then you guess who sent it. Dear Rome, I'd kill it betting on the weather. While the PGA Tour has been suspended, I guarantee there will be snow wherever I'm at. Signed. And then you buzz in. Did it! Signed, Dustin Johnson. Correct. Right. Yeah, I already don't like that game.
Hey, babe. Miss you. Thinking about you. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go?
Alien OG tweets, I got a lock bet, Rome. When I walk into this strip club with a handful of nickels, I bet it's about to hail. Yeah, it's not what I'm talking about either. Take a short time out. Go ahead, Adam. Watch your head. Apparently, you've all found it. D-Rod, WFI in NoCal. He tweets, about to sign up, and has a screenshot. It's called Bet on the Weather. Beat your local meteorologist, make money, is what it says. One for R tweets, Jim, whenever I sit around the blackjack table, I stay on 17. Sign Kip. Now it's time for a sports update. Been a busy Monday. When you thought that it wouldn't be. It is time to answer your question about Ask the Pros. You clones get to submit a question at cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. And, of course, it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Rome Slice, how did you spend the non-sports weekend? Thanks, David in San Dimas. I did what a lot of you did. Stayed in to the best of my ability. Got some quality family time. Jake Rome is home from college. In fact, they're both home from school, as you might imagine. Everybody's kids are. So, lots of family time. Got caught up with Jake. He went to Wisconsin. So, he came back with some friends, spent some time there. I did make a Javier's run. That was the one time I left the house. And I'm trying to do the responsible thing now. Stay in, social distance, limit my movements, stay clean, stay safe, stay healthy, and be responsible. And that's how I spent my weekend, mostly in and around the house. Thinking about the show, did some prep, worked out. Pretty much what I think I'm going to be doing for the foreseeable future. The right thing. Anybody else? What did you do with your weekend? 1-800-636-8686. And prepared for NFL free agency. You know, like Tom Brady allegedly has been doing. Like, well. Suddenly that big and robust market for the services of the GOAT might not be as big and robust as we were led to believe. And maybe, just maybe, that big and robust market for TB43 may have never existed. There's always that. Tough to know exactly, but what we do know is this. Within minutes of the news that Tennessee had re-signed Ryan Tannehill to a four-year, $118 million contract, former quarterback and acquaintance of San Francisco head coach Kyle Shanahan, Chris Sims. In other words, what I'm saying is he's plugged in. He reported that despite Brady making the 49ers his top choice, according to Chris Sims, the Super Bowl runner-ups were not going to pursue him, but would rather stick with his former backup, Jimmy Garoppolo. Let me start with the Titans. That team's head coach, Mike Vrabel, who had such a great relationship with Brady after winning multiple rings with him as a player in New England, apparently doesn't even need to meet with Tom Brady in free agency. Doesn't even need that meeting. Not an official meeting. Look, I can hear the argument that Brady is better next season for the Titans than Tannehill. I'll listen to that argument. I'm not even sure I agree with that argument at this point. I mean, maybe next season. And I'm not even entirely sure that that's true. So the Titans did the right thing. They made the smart move by locking up Tannehill. Yes, Tannehill's ending in Miami was not that good. Yes, they're throwing a ton of money at him for a short sample size. All right. But I could argue that his time with Miami was for a team that had done a terrible job of building around him. A quarterback whispering coach who was probably whispering all the wrong stuff. And it was not nearly as good as advertised. And are there concerns about paying Tannehill that much money? Yeah, sure. I guess I said as much. But I would argue that what he did in 2019 is actually much better than you even think. A guy in a new system with a new team and a new offensive coordinator, and he posted the best quarterback rating of anybody since 2013. Players generally do not ball that way with new OCs. They don't. And he's still just 31. Did you really think they were going to push him aside for a soon-to-be 43-year-old QB who has regressed the past couple of years? Yeah, oh, okay. Then you had Sims' news on the 49ers, standing pat with Jimmy G instead of pursuing TB43. Yeah, sorry, but again, that is the biggest no-brainer ever. Hello, square peg, meet round hole. I mean, that was comical to me, always. For the life of me, I just could not see that happening. Tom Brady in Kyle Shanahan's system, an offense based around bootlegs and mobility and getting outside the pocket. Has anybody ever seen Tom Brady do that? Has anybody ever seen Tom Brady actually run? Other than that video of him at the combine. And now you can stop pointing to Matt Ryan as a prime example of how Kyle can adjust. I mean, sure he can. For the most part, he can. Except that Matt Ryan looks like Usain Bolt next to TB43. Brady running and bootlegging at 43. This dude couldn't run at 23. I couldn't even imagine the over-under on the number of snaps it would take for Tommy to pull a hammy in that offense. Two? Two and a half? Maybe? If somebody were to set a line on that, I'd bet that in a second. So again, this big and robust market for TB43. Not so big, right? Not so robust. But did it even ever exist? Maybe not. And maybe the hood has always known that. Maybe the hood always thought to himself, good luck, Tommy. The grass isn't always greener, my friend. Maybe the hood is thinking, if in fact you want to hoist another Lombardi, you will take what I give you, or you can head for that paycheck in Tampa. Look, Brady's not going to get everything he wants. We know that. The paycheck, the respect, the multi-year commitment, and a legitimate look at a ring. That does not exist. Not all of that, and not in one place. Do we know how much money and years Hood will and has offered him? Not necessarily. But you damn well better believe it's not going to be enough to make Brady happy. It won't be long enough to make him happy, and that's why we are at this point. It's how the Hood works. Once again, Tommy's finding out the hard way. Or maybe he's not. Maybe he knew all along. Maybe he knew all along, having seen all of his great teammates kick to the curb, that this is the way the Hood operates.
Business is business. 53 guys on the team.
Hey.
Nobody's bigger than anybody else. And you don't believe me? Go ask Drew Bledsoe. And why don't you go ask Richard Seymour? Yeah, Richie. Yeah, he's one of my favorites. He's a good player. How about Vrabel? Yeah, Vrabel's got three rings. Go ask him what happened. How about old Randy Moss? Hey, you know, it was kind of a tough one. How about Lawyer Malloy? Remember him? Yeah, and go on and on. Let me tell you something. Mumble, mumble, business is business. Good luck there, Tommy. Good luck finding what you want. It's been fun.
Listen, I know Brady probably doesn't like this at all. That's got to be a tough pill to swallow. He might be the GOAT. But it's a tough pill to swallow. If he wants a ring, he should be reaching for a glass of water. His best chance to stack another Lombardi is to head back to Foxborough. He knows this. They have the defense. They have the coaches. And as much as he's not feeling the hood right now, Hood is still the hood. Josh McDaniels is still there. That system is still in place. And yes, did some of the playmakers let him down? Of course. But it's not like he's without weapons. Julian Edelman, James White, Sony, they can play. Yes, you were frustrated with Mohamed Sanu and Harry at times, it seemed. But it was their first year there. Improvement from both may not be that far-fetched. They're talented guys. They can make plays. This team's a hell of a lot better, maybe, than they're getting credit for. Hood knows this. Just like he knows that if Tommy wants to win, he's not going anywhere. Hood's not coming off at TB43. And if you truly are in the business of winning Super Bowls, you'll come around too. If you don't, you might get that money, but you ain't getting number 7. Hood's like, come home, Tommy. Come home. You've got plans this weekend. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything at all. Michelin Endurance XT. Silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart. Thanks for listening. Have a tremendous day. We will be right back here tomorrow. See you then. We're out.